I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. On Thursday, Russia launched a full-scale invasion of Ukraine. Air raid sirens sounded in the capital, Kiev. Civilians sheltered in basements and subway stations amid missile strikes from land and from ships in the Black Sea. Russian forces surrounded Ukraine on three sides. Frank Stevenson with Transworld Radio says,
"We really haven't had this kind of conflict or threat in generations. So many people are praying, and it's good that we continue to pray for the situation. Prayer is not just some hopeful words, but it's also we talk to the Almighty God, and He is ultimately the Alpha and Omega, the one in control."
TWR contacts in Ukraine are safe, and they still have open communication. But U.S. officials say this is only the first step in the invasion. Join believers all around the world as they cry out against this violence. A contact in Ukraine told Stevenson, "Prayer is stronger than rockets." And with the Taliban once again in power, it seems like Afghanistan is a tightly sealed door to the gospel, but all things are possible with God. Jason Wolford with Mission Cry says,
"We're actually working on plans now into crossing the border into Afghanistan and specifically working with Sunni and Shia followers of Islam and hoping to give them the word of God because some of them are open secretly to read the Bible about the one true God."
To effectively share the gospel with Sunni and Shia Muslims in Afghanistan, the ministry plans to translate and distribute the Mission Cry Bible in Arabic. Each Mission Cry Bible costs just $2 to print and distribute. Find your place in the story at missionnews.org. Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. MNN depends on you, our listener, for support to keep bringing you the news and help you identify ways to find your place in the story of the Great Commission. Would you consider joining us today? Look for the links at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.